AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. New security rules have been announced for air travelers coming into the U.S. from 8 Middle Eastern and North American countries. Make that North African countries. All laptops, iPads, cameras, and most electronics are going to be banned from the cabins and must be checked inside their luggage. President Trump's expected on Capitol Hill tomorrow, pushing lawmakers to pass the GOP replacement health care plan. He rallied voters on that topic and others in a nighttime rally in Louisville.
This is your moment, this is your time, and this, the United States of America, is your country again.
President Trump didn't talk about the House Intelligence Committee hearing that riveted most of Washington, in which FBI Director James Comey revealed an investigation was launched in July over allegations of Trump campaign ties to Russia. He was asked about President Trump alleging via Twitter that he had been wiretapped by the Obama administration.
I'm not going to try and characterize the tweets themselves. All I can tell you is we have no information that supports them.
Were you engaged in McCarthyism, Director Comey?
Try very hard not to engage in any isms of any kind.
From the hot seat on Capitol Hill to record hot weather, the first day of spring brought record 90-plus degree heat to Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas. Hundreds of Colorado homeowners who were forced out by wildfire have been allowed back home. Julia, a Muppet who has autism, is debuting next month on Sesame Street. And Mary Rios with the group Autism Speak says it is great for kids.
Being talked about and shown on television among their peers, you know, they might be invited to more parties. They might be accepted socially.
It's estimated 1 in 68 children is diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. A federal appeals court has ruled that student prayers are okay at school board meetings, even if they're not allowed in the schools.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has ruled a Texas school board can open its meetings with student-led public prayers. The three-judge panel upheld a lower court ruling dismissing a lawsuit filed by the American Humanist Association and a graduate of Birdville High School against the Birdville Independent School District. The court said student-led prayers for legislative bodies differ from prayers in public schools, which are unconstitutional. The panel noted a 2014 Supreme Court ruling allowed prayers at a town council meeting in Greece, New York. I'm Mike Gracia.
Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey has been found in Mexico 6 weeks after it went missing from the Patriots' locker room. The NFL says the jersey was found in the possession of a credentialed member of the international media. A Seattle Seahawks helmet and a Denver Broncos equipment was also found. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.